ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You are listening to Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Limo.
Now, Leems, it's my view that the sporting feat we're about to talk about is still being underestimated in some quarters. And I'm talking about the record-setting winning streak that we've been following every week.
Yes.
Well, maybe not every week, Leems, but since we've been back on air and that the North Melbourne Footy Club has just achieved, it's now an unbroken 25-match winning run that's still going. So North is now the first male or female VFL or AFL side to win 25 consecutive games. That was a record that stood for 72 years, previously held by Geelong. They won 23 games in 1952 to 1953. Now, I reckon, Leems, that if an AFL men's side was on this kind of record-breaking roll in 2025, it'd be generating more acclaim and attention. And maybe that suits the AFL women's team at North Melbourne just fine, because they only really acknowledge their feat when they broke it. But whatever, on Summer Grandstand, we now welcome the president of North Melbourne, Dr. Sonia Hood, to spotlight this rare sporting happening and to share some insight, I hope, into the special sauce inside this winning machine. Sonia Hood, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Sam. Hey, Limo, how are you?
We are very well and excited to get the secret, Sonia.
It's great to have you. And I'll just cut to the chase. Is this about personnel, Sonia, or is it about process?
It's about both. It's personnel, it's process, it's the place that we've put W in our club since day one. We've been building towards this since we started a W side, and I'm incredibly proud of the way the club's gone about it and of the result. I'm also massively nervous for the next, fortnight into the prelim and hopefully after that into the grand final.
Does the club, and namely the coach and the team of coaches, think it has strategies that are kind of ahead of the curve? Or is it, again, the personnel and them just executing better than any other team in the comp what is being instructed?
It's probably for others to say how it compares with other teams, but within our club, again, it's been a really clear plan since Croc became our coach. We've had a really clear approach since we got a W team towards bringing in the right people into the right roles, and when they're not right, changing them out. And we've seen that with our list build, as well as we've some of the personnel decisions we've made along the way. We've got a really consistent, clear game plan. I think everybody knows what our game plan is, but importantly, so do our players, and they play to it every week.
Sonia, I always say with what good football clubs do, or one of the things they do, is they'll recruit a 6 out of 10 player and turn them into an 8 out of 10. And bad football clubs will recruit an 8 out of 10 and turn them into a 6 out of 10. Do you feel like you've been able to do that at North Melbourne, recruit players and turn them into better footballers through your program?
I think we've turned a whole list into really consistent footballers. And I think if you had said, at the start of this season that we lost Nicole Bresnahan and Sarah Wright really early in the season, both incredibly important in defence last year. And then we had some, we had Emma Carney out, Emma King out at the start of the season. We lost Taylor Gash. We lost Mia King. We lost Ailish Sheeran. So some really big outs across the year. But every one of the women who came in to replace them just slotted into the system. And that in and of itself is remarkable, actually.
Mm-hmm. The streak began after North lost that 2023 AFLW Grand Final to Brisbane, and you were at the helm as president that year. What do you remember about the team and the unit's response to that loss?
I remember actually heading into that game just feeling so overjoyed that we were there, and this is going to come out wrong, but it wasn't that I didn't care what happened. I did really care what happened, but actually just making the grand final was in and of itself such an incredible achievement. I always say, if not for Jenna Bruton's Achilles, maybe we win that game, maybe we don't, but Brisbane were amazing and we weren't good enough, and we hadn't beaten them. So I think the resolve that went into the team knew at that point that they were good enough to make it, and they wanted to make sure they were good enough to win it, and that drove everything they did from there.
And they haven't stopped winning since. So, again, this would be something if we could bottle it, if we could sell it, I think we'd all be billionaires. What is the key as you're viewing it and perhaps even discerning it, Sonia, within the club, about them not getting complacent, even though they are now so almighty?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I've thought about this a lot. I actually said to Darren Crocker before the game on the other day, do you think you could carry this feeling through a 23 or 24-week season as opposed to a 12-week season?
Yeah.
Because their ability as a team to reset after every week. And, you know, football, incredible sport generally is incredible for this, isn't it? The ability to put behind you whatever happened last week and just focus on the task at hand. We could all learn a lot from that. But they've done that. They've not got smug. They're not complacent. They haven't become arrogant. They haven't got ahead of themselves. They treat every contest, you know, with the absolute respect that it deserves.
And who are the key drivers? And any footy fan will remember when David Parkin famously said of a Carlton men's premiership side, they coached themselves. Is it the coach that drives this? Is it Emma Carney, who was captain but handed it over selflessly, just driving that ruthless and uncompromising standard that I know she sets certainly for herself?
I would say we've got great leaders in that program. Croc, you know, is a standout, but Erin Lorenzini as our head of women's football is just such an incredibly strong character within the program. Khan's obviously, but Jazz Garner now as the captain and Ash as vice-captain. I mean, what an incredible combination. But across every one of those lines, we've got leaders in the lines. And in the same way that, you know, we lost key players and the rest of the list stood up, I think it's the same with leadership.
Mm. We are speaking to Dr. Sonia Hood, president of the North Melbourne Football Club. And Sonia, I'm not sure if you're across the breaking news.
I am.
Yes. No. What? Now, this is for people who are just joining us. It seems this hasn't been confirmed by the AFL just yet, but a number of reputable AFL newsbreakers are going with it, that there will be a wild card round next year in between the minor round and the finals, which will include teams 7, 8, 9 and 10 on the ladder. What are your thoughts on it, Sonia?
Look, I'd just like to be getting out of the bottom two. So obviously, you know, that's my first, my first goal. I'm sure a hell of a lot of thought and consultation will have gone into it. And if the AFL thinks it's the right way to go, terrific. I've spent enough of my life trying to explain the final system to non-natives of this game. And I reckon this is just going to make it even more harder. But it sounds like a lot of fun.
Were you consulted as president?
I don't believe I was, but I don't know that I should have been. I think that consultation should be with our football department.
Okay. And then on another matter of, I guess, broader competition procedure, with AFLW, where should the W Grand Final be staged this season?
Yeah, look, I'm probably of the view that they need to continue to create demand for this. I like the game at Icon Park, but it's not the long-term answer, and it's not the long-term answer for anybody. The atmosphere there is terrific, and filling it is terrific. Half-filling Marvel Stadium, if that's what we ended up doing, would just be deflating, I think, and I don't think that's the answer. So I'm probably happy for it to stay where it is for now. But what probably worries me is the lack of longer term planning around what facilities and the game need to look like.
And if you could do, you know, wave a magic wand for AFLW, what would be the one change that you would make for the comp?
In terms of facilities?
Anything, like longer fixture, different facilities, anything, you name it.
I'd like us to stop debating whether or not, you know, it's worth investing the money in, because it absolutely is. The growth of the women's game is extraordinary, and the impact that the women's game is having on all of our clubs and our ecosystem is amazing. The quality of the sport being played is incredible. So I'd like to change the debate.
Yeah. When you say that, sorry if you don't mind me interrupting, who is that still being debated within the industry?
I don't think so much anymore. I think the industry's more or less got on board, and I think, you know, you can see that across clubs. There's a lot more club engagement and involvement in W, as there should be. But this will keep being an issue until we all play everybody once. You know, we might be on this streak, but we haven't played Melbourne since the finals last year, for example. So, you know, there's plenty of teams we haven't played along the way.
Yep.
Can you see a time in the not too distant future when the men's and women's programs actually sync up and the seasons are played side by side and the grand finals are played side by side?
Maybe, but I think there's a whole facilities question around that. There's a whole eyeballs question around that. I think that as much as we all, you know, complain about the length of the season, actually giving the women's game clean space, which it has in October and November, is actually really good for it. So I'm not convinced the lined up timing is the answer. They've got to do something about the second tier competition though. Running at a completely different time from the AFL competition, that's a problem.
I loved the clean space that the men's bye round before finals gave AFLW as a time to launch. And yet again, we are stifling that. Sonia, I cannot understand it.
I think we all know what drives the dynamic of the game. And, you know, that is what it is. The eyeballs and the money come from men's football at the moment. And, you know, that's the reality of the game we're in. And we have to build the women's product to start forcing its way, you know, to be good enough and consistent enough and to have enough backing to force its way in.
Well, your women's team, Sonia Hood, are absolutely smashing it. Yeah. They have won 25 on the trot. Prelim could make it 26, a grand final 27. Hopefully the Hawks are back there for the grand final. We'll see.
I think North would welcome that, Limo, given how they treated them on Friday night.
It wasn't great. We were keeping our powder dry. enjoy the week off with your AFLW team, Dr. Sonia Hood, and thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Sonia. Thanks. Good luck.